Welcome to the Gloria Show. Founder and CEO of Personal Dynamics, Gloria Sloan, shares strategies for personal development on command to enrich, elevate, and empower, aiming to help listeners become the best version of who they want to be. Gloria says ultra-successful people never stop reaching for new heights, learning new skills, and finding fulfillment. The Gloria Show will lift your spirits with inspiration, offering new insights into challenges that could be standing in the way of your success. So please, welcome your host, Gloria Sloan.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. The only thing that is guaranteed in life is that it will change. The process of transforming a ball of clay into a work of art is a great illustration of transformation. With a touch of the potter's hand, everything changes. I am so happy to have with me today Teresa Berlardi. She is an author, a publisher, Conversations That Make a Difference podcast host, writing and performance coach, and potter. Michelangelo, the famous 15th century artist and sculptor, said, "Every block of stone that has a statue inside it and is the task of the sculptor to discover." His job was to remove the excess stone to reveal the beauty within. Very similar to Teresa, she uses the art of pottery making to illustrate that each ball of clay, with the touch of the potter's hand, can and will be transformed into a beautiful work of art. Teresa found her passion and purpose through life's challenges while trusting God's plan. Faith in God, gratitude, and giving are her heart. Her writing, editing, publishing, and coach abilities are vital ingredients she brings to those who share this message with the world on her podcast and through her publishing platform. Her daily quiet time and writing practice is what keeps her busy and focused on her God-given purpose as life unfolds in this ever-changing world. We all have a story to tell and a heartfelt message. So now it is my pleasure to introduce and bring on Teresa Berlardi, my guest for today. Hello, Teresa.
Hi, Gloria. So good. Congratulations on your show.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being here and for coming. I am just so excited about doing this and being able to share ways of personal development with people and helping people to grow and to invest in themselves. And so this is a good kickoff to be able to let people know how they can be shaped and transformed.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. It's transformation in a different sense, but it's what comes to life. So, you know, I have to ask you, Teresa, how long have you been a potter?
Longer than probably a lot of people who will listen to your podcast have been on the planet. I started making pottery in high school, and it was a very interesting thing. You know, I had done a lot of ceramic arts, you know, in those little painted kind of platforms where the mold is already there for you and you get to put the color on it and make it your own. But my first class in high school with actually a ball of clay on the potter's wheel was way back in the 70s. I'm telling my age, but way back in the 70s. And the first pot that I made, the instructor said to me, "You've done this before." And I had never touched clay in that way ever before. So I recognized it immediately as a gift. And I loved it. And I have been making pottery ever since.
Wow, that is so interesting. So you just kind of molded into yourself of being able to do it. Well, you know, how did you decide to use pottery as a way to illustrate personal transformation and growth. That's interesting to me from a coaching standpoint, because you know we use transformational coaching. So mm-hmm. talk to me about it.
So I was in a place in my life where I needed to know, I needed to hear from God what exactly was my purpose and how exactly did the gift of making pottery fit in to whatever it is that my purpose was. And I have been writing for a long time. I've journaled for many, many years. And one day when I was sitting at the potter's wheel, I was like, all right, God, is this all there is? Is this what you want me to do? I know we're supposed to leave the earth a little bit more beautiful than before we, you know, when we leave than when it was when we came. But is it all about just making things for people to beautify their homes, to maybe have beautiful vases or bowls or whatever? Is it all about just the pottery? And I heard in my heart, no, there's a lesson in this. Or something similar. There's a lesson in this. And I was like, okay. So then I was having a conversation with somebody that I was coaching with at the time. And I said to her, what I just told you, that I know that somewhere along the line, I'm to write about this process and how exactly I'm going to do that. I don't know. So, you know, God is so funny. When you ask for something, he gives it to you. He gives you people along the way to help you get where he wants you to go. So in that conversation with my friend/coach, we put out the steps of making pottery. And the very next day or 2 days later, I got a phone call from the pastor at my church. And he said to me, Teresa, are there certain steps you use to make pottery? Funny you should ask, because I just wrote everything down. He said, can you come to my office? I want to talk to you. And on that weekend sermon, he was teaching about from the book of Jeremiah and the potter's house. And he asked me if it was possible for me to make pottery kind of like in the background on the platform while he was giving the sermon. So of course I said yes, you know. And so we used that exactly what I had just put together to bring light and life to the sermon that he was giving to the people. They had a visual presentation as well as the sermon to learn the word of God using this as an illustration.
Wow, so the transformational process through his sermon just blended in with mm-hmm. what you were doing in the background, in front mm-hmm. of the congregation.
Exactly.
And everybody was witnessing this whole process with you doing this. And can you imagine his sermon and how people were thinking? Do you remember and think back on that day? I'm sure you do, when all that was happening.
Yeah, I got a lot of phone calls. I got a lot of comments. I got people thanking me, asking me how, like you just did, how long have I been making pottery? Because it's one of those things, as you'll see when we go through the steps of making the pottery, it's one of those things that, you know, just like with us, God takes nothing and makes it something. And so to watch that process happen before you with what is literally a ball of clay and in the end of the process become a work of art, it's just, it's awe-inspiring. So people are just drawn in to the process. They want to, what does it feel like? What is it, you know, all the questions are just like, you have to experience it to really appreciate the whole process, experience.
Hands on it. You know, if I could just say, I remember, I think it was in the movie Ghost.
Yeah.
You know, and she was making the pottery. She was doing that. You know the movie I'm talking about.
Yeah, um, I, A lot of people ask me about that, and my response to them is, yes, I know the movie, but Patrick Swayze never showed up in my studio.
Yeah, because if that's the first thing I thought about, I thought, yeah, with Patrick Swayze and the ghost, and it, I can just remember her in that movie, you know, just doing the wheel. I guess is a wheel that you have, wheel. That you're doing it when you're shaping it.
Yes.
With a wheel, and it's like the clay and the whole process.
You got it, Gloria.
Did you have this during the sermon with the preacher?
Yeah.
Did you have the wheel, the clay, the whole setup?
The whole thing, right there, the whole thing. Yeah, they came to my house and they took one of my wheels and they brought it to the church and they set it up with, we had a drop cloth down and, you know, whatever. Not that, for me, most of the time, you know, with the experience that I have, I really don't need that. But the bottom line was, in case something went flying, because that does happen sometimes.
So did you just take us through the process, or is that something that you can take a few minutes to just share a little bit more into the process? Because this is, it's new, it's different. But when I think of transformation, and as a coach, as a life coach, and you know, transformational coaching is part of something that we do. We can talk about that later. But the whole process of how you do this and incorporate it with the making of something, to me, that's the meat and the heart of it. You're making something in the process that comes to life. I like that part, that comes to life.
Comes to life, exactly.
So
the process, there's a bunch of steps, and there's some waiting in between. And you know, you'll recognize, as a transformational coach, you will recognize immediately as we go through it, the reason why this makes so much sense. And this can be applied to anything, any transformation you want to make, whether it be personal transformation, business transformation, you know, creating better relationships, just like, you know, how you do anything is how you do everything. Gloria, I know you know that statement. Yeah, so this can be applied to anything. So I'm going to take you on a little journey through the pottery process, okay?
Let's go.
All right, so the first thing we have to do is prepare the clay. Now, preparation from a coaching standpoint is, we actually have to make the decision that we're going to change something or be involved with a coach to go ahead and make our lives a little bit better, maybe step into our purpose, maybe whatever the case may be. So we had to prepare the clay. Now, preparing the clay is called wedging, and it involves some pushing and shoving. If you've ever kneaded dough, you're going to know what it's like to make to knead the clay. So when you make a loaf of bread, you have to knead the dough, and you've got to let it sit, and you've got to let it rise a little bit. There's no rising of the clay until you actually make it rise. But the preparation process is, it has to be wedged, and that's actually just kneading the clay. What this does, it gets all the bubbles out, it gets the impurities to the surface. And then it gets ready for the clay to be able to be worked easily on the wheel. So that's the first step. Get ready means prepare the clay. The second step is, you have to center, get focused on exactly what it is that you want to do, how you want to do it, what you think the end result might look like. And you have to start getting ready to put your hands on the clay and actually center it on the wheel. Now, you have to sometimes use some force to do that, because as the wheel, you're working with centrifugal force. There are forces that are going to try and stop you from getting centered, okay, from a coaching standpoint. You're going to try and get old habits, old people, whatever. So we got to get centered and ready to make this piece of clay into something. So then... The second, once it's centered and is perfectly stable on the wheel, and now you have to decide, okay, what are we going to do? But before you actually can mold it, you have to open it, because a vase has an inside and an outside. A bowl has an inside and an outside. So you have to work from the center out. So you have to open that piece of clay that's been centered on the wheel. A lot of people, they say they want to do something, but they're not necessarily open to the suggestions that will come in your life to transform your life. So mm-hmm. being open and opening the piece of clay is going to make room for something new. And this is going to make room for my hands to go, one on the inside and one on the outside, in order to be able to do the next step, which is going to be shaping. Do you have a question?
Yeah, I mean, like a clay, the clay. My question first was the clay. Where did the clay come from? Where did you get the...
The clay comes from the earth, and the clay is clay comes from the earth, and there are other things that are mixed with the clay in order to be able to create a clay body. And I go to a variety of different ceramic supply centers that have the clay already prepared for me to wedge it and then center it and then open it on the wheel. So you can buy the clay at a ceramic supply and get whatever clay body you're looking for. So
okay. Well, listen, we're going to take a break in just a few minutes, and when we come back, I've got so many more questions about the colors and how you form the shapes. This is so interesting, Teresa. Just hang on, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
You have something special. You have greatness in you. Hello, I'm Les Brown. We are going through a time unlike we have ever seen before. It's the best of times and the worst of times. And people are looking for answers. How do I handle all the stuff that's coming at me right now, in and out of the pandemic? How do you see your life? Well, there's a book that has been written by Gloria Sloan, and it gives you some answers. It's a book that you don't just read, you experience this. And part of the process of discovering who you are and how you show up in life has been said that we don't live life as it is. We live life as we are. And Gloria Sloan has written a book that will take you to a place in yourself that you can't go by yourself. Life Skills for the Journey. And the 5 successful approaches on how you take on this thing called life. Each chapter will take you on the journey of self-awareness. Each chapter will give you some keys and clues to upgrade your skill set, because we're in a new space. Einstein said, the thinking that has brought me this far has created some problems that this thinking can't solve. Well, guess what? The book that you're about to read, it will help you to upgrade your skill set, your mindset, and your relationships. I'm encouraging you, get this book. I think that Gloria Sloan has outdone herself. I love it. I got it for my children, and I'm recommending it for you. Make sure you get this book, and it will dramatically change your life. Life Skills for the Journey. This thing called life, it's not a sprint. It's a journey, and you want to be prepared for it. And I can just share with you that the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, and she will give you what you need to get to the top. Her name is Gloria Sloan. She's a speaker extraordinaire and an author that has written a book that will transform your life. Life Skills for the Journey by Gloria Sloan. This is Les Brown saying, you have something special. You have greatness in you. Get the life skills you need to make it through. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Bye for now.
Okay, welcome back. Welcome back. I am with my guest today, Teresa Velarde, and she is talking to us about transformation through clay making. And I've got still so many more questions, but if we can pick up where we left off, you were explaining where you got the clay, how you get it, how you put it to form. But I know that you can add colors, you can do things. And so if you will just pick up from where you were explaining the process, but that was part of my questioning, is that in a transformational process, when you are creating and making something, it's like you said, you're going from the inside out. So this whole transformational process, you can blend, you can fix, you can do things as the process needs for the transformation. And how true is this in real life when we're going through a transformation, that this is what happens to us in a transformation?
Absolutely. Yeah, and there'll be color added. That goes a little bit later on in the process of making the clay.
Right now we're still molding and making.
Right. Gotcha. We're still shaping. And putting the color on it is a lot of fun, because we will have come so far in the process that we have different eyes to look at the pot with. So it's interesting. So we've wedged the clay, we've centered it, we've opened it, and now we have to mold and shape. What do I want this transformation to look like? Do I want a bowl? Do I want to have a vase? Do I want to make some cups? How exactly do I want this to look? And I'm saying these things in correlation with something that someone might have. Maybe they want to transform their business. Maybe they want to bring in a new whatever, you know, new product, whatever the case may be. So this can be the molding and shaping phase is going to be your vision of what you want the piece to look like in the end. What shape do you want it to be? So after once the pot is shaped, now you have to take a little bit of time. You have to set it aside and you have to let it dry a little bit so we can go on to the next phase. So let's say that this is, somebody wants to build a studio. I will be doing that in the near future when I move into my next house. As it is right now, my studio is in my friend's house, so I go there. But anyhow, let's say I want to make a new studio. Maybe the stuff that I have for the studio, I don't need so much of it. Maybe I need a little bit more of something else. Maybe I want to create a design on the walls of the studio. Maybe I want to just paint it at one color or whatever. So the setting of the pot aside to dry a little bit while I make those decisions on what exactly I want that to look like is the time that's necessary before we do the next part, which is trim. So the pot gets turned upside down on the wheel, centered in the middle, and then you trim away any excess that's on there. And this is the time after you trim away the excess and create a foot, a place to stand, right? Put a place to stand on the bottom of the pot so that it will stand straight once you finish the whole process. So you put the foot on the pot, and now here's the time where, do I have anything that I want to put in terms of a design? Do I want to cut into it at all? Do I want to make a design on it? This is the time to do that, because the clay becomes leather hard and it's exactly the right consistency for me to sign it on the bottom with my name and my little angel that I use to make on the bottom of my pots.
Put you on the bottom, okay.
Right. Bottom. And then so if I want to have some sort of a design coming out from the base of it, or if I want whatever I want to do, this is the time to do it, to create the design. Then it gets put aside again. And it gets put aside again and it gets really dry, because now it has to go into the kiln. This is the fire. Now people will say, oh my God, the fire. I didn't want to go in the fire. You know?
Yeah, the fire.
Yeah, fire, literally fire. It goes into the kiln, and the kiln gets up to 2,000 degrees, 1,500 degrees, depending on the type of clay I'm using. It'll be a different temperature depending on the type of clay that I use. But stoneware brings you up to about 1,800 degrees in the first firing. And people will say, oh my goodness, what does the fire represent in my life if I'm using this illustration as a transformation? The first firing is the purification process. Mm. So the purification process takes away all the things that we no longer need, that we need to release. This is a process of letting go. The transformation comes in the fire, makes the clay, instead of it being fragile when it went into the fire, it's strong when it comes out.
That's what the fire hardens it.
Yes, the fire hardens
it. It hardens it. And so this, right, from a transformational standpoint, is our strength.
Yes, exactly.
I'm visualizing. This is the strength that we get. And we're getting stronger through this transformational process. That is so awesome. I just bringing this to life is really, I mean, how much time so far have you already, like from the beginning of this process now, when you say you let it sit before it went into the fire, I mean, is it like sitting 10 minutes, 15 minutes a day, or how long, what's the
process? Days. Days could be longer depending on how thick the clay is. It has to be completely devoid of any kind of moisture before it goes into the fire. So, it could be.
And depending on what you're making too, does that have, you know, whether it's a small bowl or a cup or a vase, does it depend on the structure of what it is that you're making as to how long it has to sit and stay in the fire? Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All of these things come into play. All of these things come into play. And when I talk about the fire, people think, oh my God, what am I going to find out about myself? What am I going to, like, people are afraid of fire, naturally afraid of fire. So here's where I remind people, if you're a student of the Bible, like I am, and like Gloria is, you know, when I think about the fire, I think of the experience of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fire. And the purpose of the fire in that story was to kill them off. But they made it through the fire because they had a fourth man in the fire with them, and that was Jesus. So, you know, God was with them. And God is with us with whatever it is that we have going on in our lives that we want to transform. We never do anything alone. He promises never leave us or forsake us, and he's always with us. So don't be afraid of the fire. It's purification process.
Well, you know, and when you're coaching transformation, that's one of the first things that we say to a person is that they have to overcome the fear, because just like you say, stepping into the fire, the fear is what we try to help them to get through or get out of before they can transform into whatever it is, whether it's a business, whether it's a career, whether it's a relationship. That is the fear that they have. And the fire, and so transforming them or getting them to see that it's a step in itself, as you say, when they're in the fire.
Exactly.
The process. Wow.
Exactly.
That's just truly amazing to how it correlates to a transformational life process. And for you to have gifted this and be able to focus on the process of this doing it's got to be something for your own self too and your own well-being. I can't imagine that you haven't been doing this and it's been fulfilling in different ways for you.
Once you know this process and once you go through a transformational coaching process with someone like Gloria, you will know, you will recognize some of the things that come up after you have learned about how to handle the things that were keeping you stuck in the first place. You know, in the fire, the transfer, you come through, you let go of a lot of stuff in the fire. That's why I call it, this one is the purification process. And it takes It takes all of the things that are not necessary any longer because the shape is already there. We don't need to have softness of the clay anymore. We need it to be strong. We need it to be strong in order to be able to go to the next step, which is to glaze the pot. Well, here's what you're looking for, Gloria, the color. Here comes the color.
Okay, you get to choose the colors you want at this point. Yeah. And you say the glazing because, you know, most of these do have a shiny part to some of them, some of the products.
You'd be surprised. So
really?
Also a very scientific part of this whole thing with, you know, the heat being applied to the chemistry of the glaze. Glaze is made from all things that are natural, that comes from the earth. There are oxides which create color. There are things that create, there are called a flux that cause the glaze to flow when it's exposed to the fire. Because we're going in the fire again after this. I'm just giving you a warning. We're going in the fire again because it has to add the heat in order to be able for the chemicals of the glaze to come to life.
So there's a second step into the fire that has to happen before the process is
completed.
Right. Well, I tell you what, we're going to take another break in just a couple of seconds. And then when we come back, I am so excited to hear how this is coming together, this whole transformational process. And it's just interesting to see the tidbits and the pieces and the timing of it to develop this. And now we're going to add a little color or a little whatever we want to do with this, the whole transformation process of our life. So listen, we're going to take another break. We'll be back with you, Teresa, in just a few minutes.
What if there were a super tiny device that could diagnose the brain and is smaller than a single human hair? What if you could see inside the brain to help an epilepsy patient during surgery or to help the fight against Parkinson's disease? Dr. Patricia Broderick is proud to announce the Broderick Probe, a biomedical and electronic breakthrough. Imagine a probe to help with the understanding and potential cure of brain-related diseases. To learn more, listen live to the Easy Sense Radio Show with host Dr. Broderick, Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Bold Brave Media Network and TuneIn Radio. And to help support the Broderick Foundation, please go to EasySense.com and learn how, with your help, we can fight these horrific brain disorders. That's EasySense.com to learn more and help support the Broderick Foundation. Author, radio show host, and coach John M. Hawkins reveals strategies to help gain perspective, build confidence, find clarity, achieve goals. John M. Hawkins' new book, Coached to Greatness, Unlock Your Full Potential with Limitless Growth, published by iUniverse. Hawkins reveals strategies to help readers accomplish more. He believes the book can coach them to greatness. Hawkins says that the best athletes get to the top of their sport with the help of coaches, mentors, and others. He shares guidance that helps readers reflect on what motivates them, rediscover and assess their core values, philosophies, and competencies, find settings that allow them to be the most productive, and track their progress towards accomplishing goals. Listen to John Hawkins' My Strategy, Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, on the BBN Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
Hello, everyone, and we're back again with Teresa Velarde, who is taking us through a transformational process as a potter. And she's talking to us about how she uses the pottery as a way of helping to transform and make something new come to life, or just basically bring something to life. And it's been so interesting, you know, up to this point to hear Teresa talk about the process and the steps and how long it takes. And we've been in the fire and out of the fire, you know. And when you said that, I got to thinking about how many times do we go in and out of the fire just in life until we halfway get it, think we can get out of it. So now that you're telling me that this whole transformational process, you're going to put the clay back into the fire again and bring it back out, and you're going to add some other ingredients and things to it to help shape and form it. And this is a true transformation of really, we don't realize what our life goes through in a real transformation.
Yeah. And I want to go back to the fire for 1 second, because in the kiln, you're not the only piece of stuff in the fire. You're not the only pot in the fire. There are other pots in the fire with you, because the potter, in order to be able to get the most out of the process, puts a lot of other things in the fire with you, other pots in the fire with you. So, and if the potters who created those, or if the pieces are not stable, there is a chance that something might explode, or something might crack, or something might be happening in there that it could cause damage to your pot. So you want to make sure that the steps that you took beforehand are done the way that they are to be, you know, under the guidance of the potter, so that when it gets into the fire, everybody has listened, everybody has gotten the whole process down enough to be able that to be confident that their piece is not going to explode. Now, if we look at this from a standpoint of transformation, just because we're going through transformation doesn't necessarily mean the people around us aren't going to have little explosions going on in our life because we're showing up differently.
Right.
Fire, not just the purification process for that pot, it's also evidence of people who were no longer necessary in our life, maybe going away, maybe that's why I bring up the explosion. My ex-husband,
it's like removing the things that would, and you know, in a transformational process in life, in real, I mean, you know, we really have to, from a coaching standpoint, make that recommendation or suggestion to people a lot of times, because when they have a lot of stuff or too much in it, it's keeping them from transforming in the shape or whatever it is that we're trying to get them to in that place. If they're, you don't want to say carrying a lot of baggage, but whatever it is that's loading them down to keep them from transforming, that's when you just weed it all out. You have to get it out. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, exactly. Wow. And sometimes it happens by the hand of someone greater than us, like God. Like, they can't take it anymore. People can't take it anymore. So we're becoming stronger and we no longer fit their mold. So they just may just turn around and walk away and leave us to be on to the next step in our life. Not everybody that we started with is going to be with us in the end, right?
That's true. We have to let go. Like you said earlier, sometimes we have to let go, and it's hard. It's not easy. But sometimes, in order to transform to a better place, or as I like to put it, when you're trying to better yourself to become a better version of who you are, and you're going through a transformational process, it's so difficult, but sometimes we have to let go. We have to say goodbye to those things that are hindering us and holding us back from the process of developing and shaping into a new life. Am I right, Teresa?
You got it, Gloria.
I got it. Through the potter's hands, you know, and God's justice and the vision of it, of just hearing you talk about the process, and when we look at it, and I'm a very visionary person. So as you're talking about going in and out of the fire and getting ready to shape and mold and make us, and you know, often this is what we ask God to do: mold me and make me.
Yes.
We say this in our prayers because this is what we really want to be, the version of what He wants us to be. Being in the potter's hands is a good thing.
Exactly. And let us not forget that we, you know, the emotional piece of the whole thing. When we go into the fire, we have hope that the fire is going to do what it's supposed to do. It's going to purify us in a way, you know, and if nothing has exploded to create damage to us in the fire, we have gratitude on the other side of the fire, right?
Right. You know? Nothing has exploded. So when you're in this fire with all the other things that's going on, we're going to weed some of the stuff. Some of the stuff is going to come out of the fire. And then that's when you're going to finalize
the color. Yeah.
The color. Okay. All right.
Now we're on to the color. So the glazing process is very much like a painter. You know, you got a blank canvas and you can decide exactly what do you want this to look like? What color do you prefer? The glazes, they look like nothing when you put them on. They're like chalky when they dry. It's like, ugh, how is this possibly going to work? Again, in the fire. This time it's a little hotter. Yeah, because this is the beautification process. This is the beautification process. Remember I talked about the studio. Now I'm building the studio. I have to decide what exactly I want it to look like. So I have to have a vision that even when it's a plain wall, I could see in my mind's eye exactly what I want that wall to look like. And I'm going to count on the fire to bring that to life so that I can have the peace that I really want to have in the end. The fire works with the chemicals that create the glaze so that when they get into the kiln, the shine comes out. The flow of the glaze happens so that the color looks nice and smooth and you don't see brush strokes. You don't see lines where things have, maybe you have different colors. They blend together perfectly by virtue of the fire. So, yeah. When the kiln gets cooled off, then all the pieces come out and you can, this is what I say to my, this is what I say to my students. I say, when you come out of the fire, it's off to the gallery with you. Go ahead, show off.
Cause you're done. You're ready to present yourself in the complete transformational process. You're ready. Does that make you complete? Does that mean that you've been through the blaze of the fire, you've come out, you're a little shiny?
You're shiny, right? You're shiny and you're beautiful and you've gotten through whatever it is that you wanted to transform. Now, make no mistake. We may have to go through this process a bunch of times in order to be able to clear away stuff that we want to be rid of, let's say, so that we can live our best lives. We can live as God created us to be, So today, let's say I'm making a vase. So now I've got the vase, I've got all the qualities of the vase, and I've embodied them through the transformational process. But maybe I need to be more open about different things in my life. So maybe next time I go through this process, I can envision myself as a bowl. I'm going to be more open to receiving, more open to be giving, more open to whatever it is that I want to transform. So you can use this over and over again. Use the process over and over again in order to be able to come out with exactly what it is that you want to see.
Through the whole transformational process, you can do this. You can visualize it in a sense, and because we do talk about transformational process to be visionary, put a vision, use a vision board, whatever it is, through a transformational process. And in coaching people, I have suggested using a board, sometimes a vision board, somewhat similar, because then you've got things you can pick and choose on a vision board, and you can say, this is what I want to do. And you either put a picture of it on there, or if it's something you're striving to, it's called a process of the goal setting process when we do this. So this is how I am relating that to being coming to life and making changes and adjustments in a transformational process as we go along, because we have to do that. And this is to realize this and have it broken down, Teresa, is just amazing how you have done this. I've learned so much, and it's so helpful because it is a transformational process.
And you know, when we're in the fire part of it, people think, oh my God, it's going to be so whatever. There is going to be a beginning of the fire and there's going to be an end of the fire. There will be a heating up and a cooling down of everything, anything that we go through that seems like it's never going to end. Trust me, it will end.
Yeah, this too shall end. We say that when we're going through stuff, when we're going through and we're in the middle of everything, how am I going to do this? How am I going to pay these bills? How am I going to, it's life. How am I going to get out of this bad relationship? And it seems like we're in this hot blaze of a fire and that we're never going to get out of it. Mm-hmm. And we have to transform. We have to be willing to transform, mm-hmm. to make this change and this adjustment, to come out of the fire, get out of the heat. It's a transformational process. And I guess that's why we call it transformational coaching. It is.
Yes. Exactly.
It is definitely a process. Well, Teresa, this is wonderful information that we can use as a personal development piece of our life. And I'm excited to even add a little more to it and learn a little bit more about how you put this together with a lot of the other things that you're doing when we come back in just a couple of minutes, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang on. We'll be back in a few.
Did you know that your beliefs create your entire reality, but it's the subconscious beliefs that do most of the creating? Belief shifter and life coach Shiraz can help you identify those limiting beliefs and eliminate them, often in a single session.
Like it was almost instant, like I had relief right away.
Creating better health, relationships, careers, and finances. Let Shiraz help you step out of safety and into awareness.
Definitely something's happening. It's like a flow inside. Yeah, it feels good.
Whether in person or online, Shiraz provides personal coaching, belief shifting. Visit Shiraz at energeticmagic.com or call 416-529-7429. Energetic Magic on the BBM Global Network, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Find your greater happiness. Be well. Be aware. Be magical.
Are you struggling to care for elderly parents or a spouse? Do you wonder if being a caregiver is making you sick? Are you worried about taking time off work to care for elderly parents and balance work, life, and caregiving? Has caregiving become exhausting and emotionally draining? Are you an aging adult who wants to remain independent, but you're not sure how? I'm Pamela D. Wilson. Join me for the Caring Generation radio show for caregivers and aging adults, Wednesday evenings, 6 Pacific, 7 Mountain, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern, where I answer these questions and share tips for managing stress, family relationships, health, well-being, and more. Podcasts and transcripts of The Caring Generation are on my website, PamelaDWilson.com, plus my caregiving library, online caregiver support programs, and programs for corporations interested in supporting working caregivers. Help, hope, and support for caregivers is here on The Caring Generation and PamelaDWilson.com.
Hello again, and I'm back with my guest, Teresa Berlardi, and she is going to add on to more of the transformational process and give us some more good information about what she does and how she uses it through her publishing. Teresa.
Thank you. So basically, we've gone through the process. Once you've gone through the beautification process and you come out of the kiln, all beautied up, all gussied up, as they used to say, you know, the color that you want, the shape that you want, it's strong, it's usable. Now it's go show off to the gallery with you, I say. So that's the process. So as you can tell, this with the touch of the potter's hand, we can transform from a ball of clay to a work of art. We can take any idea from a ball of clay to a work of art. And that's basically how the publishing company got started as well.
Yes, you know? I want to hear about that.
Yeah. So if you recall, when I said I was at the wheel and I knew that there was this process, I also knew that God wanted me to not just talk about it, but to write about it as well. And So I did put the process into this book. It's called Become Who You Were Created to Be. And you can see a piece of pottery right in my hand there. This is available on Amazon. And I'm going to send you one, Gloria. I'm going to send you one. As a gift for having you here today, I would gladly give it to you. Yeah.
So, that would be great.
Yeah. And so you can find that process in there. And eventually this will become a full-fledged book. And it will have illustrations of, you know, in terms of word illustrations on how to use the steps in any transformational process. So I know that God wants me to do that.
I do have this. I have this, daily gift of hope. Yes, absolutely. I have this. I wanted to just
Gloria is written on this. You have a story in this, right?
I do. I have a story in Teresa's book, and it's a daily gift of hope. And her series is just great to be a part of. And I do highly recommend for just the good inspirational reading. So Teresa, share some more about your publishing and about the good things that you do put in print that we can use and have on our journey, because you know, it's still a transformational process, but yours is so beautiful how you have put it all together and blended it in. But share with us the process of your publishing and how you make it all happen. I know you just said what you did, but give us a little more information about it.
Sure. So let's talk about the Daily Gift Book Series first, which Gloria, thank you for your submissions to the Daily Gift Book Series. You were in both.
I love it. I love the writing.
Yeah. Gratitude and the Daily Gift of Hope are the first two. They are both available on Amazon. So this was, again, this was a tap on the shoulder from God. This was like, I have such a grateful heart. I needed to gather people who also had grateful hearts in order to be able to inspire people in this crazy world that we're living in. You know, one thing, you know, at the top of the hour, you said the quote that I have on my website, which is, one thing is for certain, things will change, you know? So sometimes they change. Sometimes it's changed for the bad, but we get a choice to maintain how we feel in any one of these circumstances. If you can find something to be grateful for in any process, you're ahead of the game. If you can have hope in what seems to be hopeless, you're ahead of the game. So the Daily Gift Book Series is a collection of stories from a bunch of authors put together in a book titled either Gratitude, Hope. The next one coming is Kindness. And then I have Peace, Inspiration. I have a whole list that God has given me of books to write. So to learn more about them, you can just go to dailygiftbookseries.com. All the information is there. And you can become part of Daily Gift of Kindness, which is going to be the next one. So.
Oh, great. That's going to be good, too. That's going to be great. I really enjoyed being a process of a couple of your books and added to them because they're inspirational and they give you something that we need to, in order to see visions in our life. You know, what you put together and to collaborate with other authors, I think was just a great idea, too, because there's so much shared kindness and love. And just to hear, read what everybody put out there. But you are the potter. You're the one that brought this in. So even Teresa, the way I see it with your process of bringing all the authors together and bringing all your books together, you, like the potter that you are, you brought this together through a transformational process so that we could all blend in with you and what you're offering us to read in a daily gift of hope, gratitude, and all that you present to life. And it's just so amazing. So again, we can get all this information on your website.
Right. You can go to, for information on how to get your book published, you can go to AuthenticEndeavorsPublishing.com. For information on this book series specifically, you can go to DailyGiftBookSeries.com and see exactly how you can be part of that. You know, the one thing that, one other reason why I do these collaborations is because it creates community.
You know,
God doesn't need for us to do anything alone by ourselves. If we were to do everything by ourselves, we would be the only person on the planet. And there would be no fun. We couldn't have conversations like this, Gloria.
I know. I love the conversation. I love being able to be a part of the gifts that you're offering. And it has just been awesome to be able to do this and to have you with me today. Thank you so very much, Teresa. And I want everybody that's out there, please go to my website and there could be some information from Teresa that's on there as well. I think we do have something about you there. And go to her website. We're going to make it available to all of you so that you can get the information on the transformational pottery process. Thank you so much, Teresa, for joining me today. And I hope to see you again soon. Okay.
Listen.
Thank everybody out there for joining in with me today. Thank you so much. And remember that ultra successful people never stop reaching for new heights and finding fulfillment. You can do this. Thank you so much for joining me today. See you next week, next Tuesday, 2 p.m. Goodbye for now.
This has been The Gloria Show with host Gloria Sloan. Tune in each week as Gloria will help you to unleash your power and improve your personal and professional life. Tuesdays, 2 p.m. Eastern on the Bold Brave TV network, powered by B2 Studios.